Well, hello and welcome to Stream It. We've got loads coming up for you in today's podcast. We're going to be finding out how to tame wild horses with Isabella Merced.
When Lucky laughs in the movie, as an actor, I just decided she's going to snort when she laughs.
And we're going to hear from Lauren, who's letting us know all about her favourite movie.
It's like about family.
And as we always do, we're going to be giving you our top five picks of what you need to be watching this week in the look forward.
So we're going to be finding out about the amazing movie Spirit Untamed from its star Isabella Merced. Our fellow Fun Kids presenter Bex actually spoke to Isabella about the movie, which follows Lucky, a rebellious young girl who ends up befriending Spirit, a stallion. Sounds good, that one, doesn't it, Robin?
It does sound good, and it sounds right up my street. We like a little rebel, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Well, when Spirit gets captured by a group of wranglers, she sets out to save the day, along with two horse riders. Robin, have you ever ridden a horse? I feel like you have.
I have, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, here we go. Story time. Yes, please. What happened?
Basically, I thought that I had a really big horse because I found it really hard to get on because I'm quite short. And basically, it wasn't until I went out with my friends I realised they'd given me the baby horse and everyone else was on big, real horses and I was on a pony.
You were on a pony?
Pretty much. That's what it felt like. And we're riding along the beach as well and I was really upset because I was like, I'm going to go horse riding. I'm going to look so cool. And then in all the photos, I just looked like everyone's little sister.
Oh, brilliant. So when I ask you the question, have you ever ridden a horse? The answer is no, because you went on a pony.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, horses are too much for me. Too intelligent. I don't think I'd do any good on a horse. Maybe a pony, though. Maybe I should have been on the pony.
They say my mother was one of the greatest to ever ride.
Stay wild, mi querida Fortuna.
And even though she's been gone since I was a baby.
Oh, no!
There are still moments where I can feel her spirit.
Let's round up that herd, boys.
We need to get Spirit back to his family.
This is a terrible idea.
Sign me up.
Believe in you, Lucky. You have your mother's spirit.
Stay wild, mi querida Fortuna.
Trust me.
Lucky!
I can't look.
Wildest dreams.
We'll get your family back, Spirit.
We'll need the strength of 1,000 marshmallows.
No, Isabella, as you well know, you are the star of the brand new Spirit Untamed. I watched the film yesterday and absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. Can you tell us a little bit about your character, Lucky?
My character, Lucky, is, you know, I think she's just an awesome kid who's just out for like an adventure and a fun time. And she's always looking for something to do. She gets very bored easily. And I can totally relate to that side of her. I'm also very impulsive and I'm an animal lover.
Yeah, I've got to say, when I watched it, I thought she was doing, because I'm quite a careful and cautious person, she was doing the opposite to everything I would have done. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes. You know, I think she's a great main character for that reason, because she's not just a perfect hero. She's not always just trying to do the right thing. You know, she's doing what she thinks is right in that situation. And she's also just, you know, being a regular kid. I don't think regular kids are like morally perfect or anything. You know, she's selfless as well. And sometimes that gets in the way. And she's very, I don't think her peripheral vision's very well. You know, she doesn't think, oh, what'll happen next? You know, or what are the consequences? And I think that's also really good qualities to have in a main character. I think it shows people like it's okay to not be perfect.
It also, let's face it, makes a great film because the story you go on is brilliant. Like, she takes her friends who are so much fun and they go on this big trip to try and save a bunch of wild horses. It must have been quite an epic adventure when you're reading the script. Were you like, oh my goodness, this stuff keeps happening more and more?
Yeah. Well, actually, I signed on to the project without even reading the script, which I never do. But, you know, the team behind the movie invited me to the DreamWorks Studios, and they pitched. We had an amazing meeting, and they pitched the character and the story off the top of their heads because there wasn't any script yet. This was maybe 2 years ago. Wow. And I was sold, you know, I loved Lucky right away.
Can you ride horses yourself? Did you get to practice before you were doing all of the voice work?
No, I mean, I do have experience riding horses. I wouldn't say I'm an equestrian, but I do have experience, and I do love them. I think they're just big dogs. And they're so sweet. I'm not scared of them by any means. And I would love to get dogs. Horses and dogs. My dream is really to have a ranch or a villa, you know, with a bunch of dogs and horses on it. And they all just live together happily, running around free.
Well, surely the people around you right now who are doing the chocolate fountain and the grapes, they can get on that as well for you, can't they?
Yeah. Come on now. Why don't you read my mind?
Get that ranch ready. Also in the film, you know, it must be interesting making a film that's animated, because our listeners may have last seen you in the Transformers movie, in Dora the Explorer. What is the best thing about doing it when you're just doing and using your voice?
I think, you know, you normally on a live action film, you have to get there. Like there's a call time and then you have to get there earlier than the call time, maybe an hour earlier, hour and a half earlier. You got to wake up real early and you got to get hair and makeup, even if you don't want to. You got to get dressed in uncomfy clothes sometimes. And, you know, you got to be ready whenever they're ready. And in animation, it's like, hey, what time are you free this week? They're like, what time do you want to come in? I'm like, and I'm getting paid? Like, hello, thank you. And I'll just show up in pajamas and I'll just do my lines for a few hours and then leave and get to see like part of the movie, you know, get to see a scene or two that I've been recently animated, freshly off the press, like super, super clean. And it's just so much fun.
Make any fun kind of noises when you were doing it? Apart from your lines, did you have to do any kind of reaction lines as well?
All of those. They literally sometimes have scripts or packets of pages full of just efforts. They call them efforts because they do a variety. They get a bunch of them, and they don't get them for specific parts. They just get a bunch so that they can put them in wherever they want. There's a push, there's a pull, there's a climbing up, climbing down. There are many different expressions that I didn't even know sounded different or had a variation to them. There's a heavy push, a light push, a trip, a fall. There's like, you have to do those over and over again, and then they'll punch them in wherever they want to. A long fall. You know, and it's a lot of that. And then the horseback riding, which is just, you know, you gotta bounce up and down and you gotta pretend you're on a horse, and it's very awkward.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that is a bit weird, but I imagine quite a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's all fun. None of it's like too serious.
And you sang the song as well in the film. Was it quite fun for you and quite important to be able to do some music stuff in there as well?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really gotten to do that much. I only did it in Instant Family, and that wasn't even the main title song. And now this is like the main titular feature song on it, and it's called Fearless. And I did a Spanish version of it with Asa Gonzalez, and it sounds so nice and professional. All those instruments and all those voices in the background, it's absolutely amazing. I'm so just excited. It was awesome.
Yeah, and it was such a beautiful thing to come together and, I guess, be able to do the film and the music as well. It must be pretty awesome.
Yeah, the singing was separate. I had a producer. She's amazing. Her name is AG. And she helped me out so much and made it such a comfortable place. Because as a singer, songwriter, you know, you don't... when you sing, you have to get quite emotional, especially a song like that. And if you're not around the right people, it can completely make your voice sound different. And like, you can shut it off in a way and not really be able to access those emotions. But she was very, very helpful and very kind. And just, again, like, it was like this for the whole movie, to be honest, because there were so many women behind the scenes, working behind the scenes, a female director,
right,
producers, writers, the producer of the song, the writer of the song, like everyone, just a big group of like women who just supporting women. And that felt so great and so different from what I'm used to, which is like the boys club of Hollywood.
Man, I love to hear that. That's amazing. Now, Isabella, before I let you go, for our listeners and our viewers, what is the one bit of the film they should look out for? One thing that maybe they wouldn't notice normally, but you're going to make them just keep an eagle eye out for? Maybe your favourite bit or maybe something awesome that happens?
Okay, well, I mean, when Lucky laughs in the movie, I think, you know, in my opinion, as an actor, I just decided she's going to snort when she laughs. Like, that just seems like something she would do. And so just keep an eye out for when Lucky laughs, a big at the end of it.
Lovely. We will look and hear for that snort. Isabella, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you. It was so nice meeting you.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Isabella. That's Spirit Untamed, available to watch on Now TV right now. That was so cool, hearing about all of the different expressions that she has to do. I think I would be maybe good at that.
I think you would be good at that. I also think as well, it's really interesting to think of a horse that has like a personality.
No!
Okay.
That's me falling off the horse.
Right. Okay, maybe you wouldn't be so good at that then.
Oh, will you give it a shot then?
No!
It's the same. It sounds... Okay, the smash at the end.
Yeah, I crashed at the end.
Yeah, I missed the crash. What other one do you think you'd be good at? Maybe like stubbing your toe? Oh!
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. When I stub my toe, it's a bit more like...
Right, yeah. A little bit like a cat getting hurt, that one, Robin. Hey, maybe at home as well, you can have a little go recreating different types of noises like Isabella explained, and your mum and dad might give you a knock and go, what's going on in there then? Have some fun. And still to come, Lauren is telling us about her favourite movie, but right now, here are our picks on what you need to be watching in the look forward. Okay, so a question for you. How much trouble would you get into if you had to say every thought that came into your head? Robin, how much trouble would you get in?
You don't want to know.
Right now, probably a lot. Well, that's what happens to Jeremy in his hilarious movie. Check it out on Paramount Plus right now.
Now, for my first pick, I've got Dennis and Nasher Unleashed. Now, they follow the iconic adventures of Dennis, his dog Nasher, and their best friends JJ, Ruby, and Pieface in this awesome animated series on iPlayer right now.
100% Wharf. Freddy's whole family are werewolves. So when his chance to turn into a werewolf comes, he's shocked to find out he can transform into a poodle. Yeah, not a werewolf, a poodle. A bit like you on the pony, hey Robin? Oh, there we go, I like it. You can catch this movie on Amazon Prime right now.
My next pick is Gnome Alone. Do you have any idea what Gnome Alone is, Connor?
Sort of sounds like a garden furniture version of Home Alone.
Well, you know how like you have gnomes in your garden?
Right.
Yeah, the little statues with the big hats and the bushy beards.
Yeah, did they get trapped when all their family went on holiday?
Not quite. But just imagine that they are secretly responsible for protecting your town.
Oh, I like it. This sounds super cool.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? And that's exactly what happens in Gnome Alone, and it's on Netflix right now.
And my final pick this week is Pokemon Ultimate Journeys, the series. So Ash and Go continue their exciting adventures around the Pokemon world in a brand new 25th season of Pokemon Ultimate Journeys, the series. That's going to be available to watch on Pop at 6:30 p.m. from Thursday, the 1st of September. Make sure you're there.
Now, if you do watch any of our picks, it is so nice to hear from you. And that is exactly what Lauren did, because Lauren's going to be chatting today in the Kids Review about Encanto.
My favourite film is Encanto. It's like about family and they didn't get on very well, but then they did.
Oh, what a lovely message that Lauren sort of touched on there. You forget about that, don't you? All the colours and the awesome animation and the great songs. You forget about that really strong message of family that's throughout it.
It's so true, isn't it? And also, it teaches you how important it is to look after your family and also to kind of stick to your guns.
Absolutely, and also as well to work on your vocal cords before you sit down and watch a film, because I just sing the whole way through it.
You do. What's your favourite one?
It's got to be We Don't Talk About Bruno. How good is that?
Oh, we don't talk about Bruno, no.
Yeah, it's super easy to get involved. Just head over to funkidslive.com/stream it, tap the big red button to record your review, and boom, you could be on the pod and you may be talking about a film that makes me and Robin sing out of tune. Come say hello. Right, it's time for some fun. We're going to be playing the Stream It 30 Second Challenge. This is where we put you and our guests to the test, okay? So you can play along at home, you can play along with your nan, your granddad, your brother, your sister, whoever you're with. But I'm going to put Robin up to a test today.
Uh-oh.
So your category, like mine last week, Disney songs, you think, oh yeah, I'll be all right. You ready for yours?
No, I don't think I am, you know.
Shrek characters.
Oh, okay. Oh, but I feel like this might be easier because it's just fairy tale, no? Because it's got like all the fairy tale characters, so they count.
Well, maybe. We can't discuss before. 3, 2, 1, 30 seconds, go!
Okay, Shrek. Princess Fiona. Donkey, that'll do, donkey. Who else have they got? Oh, Gingerbread Man. What about, what's the bad guy called? What's the bad guy called? The little one. Lord Farquhar. Have they got Little Red Riding Hood? The Three Little Pigs. They've definitely got. What else is in there? Pinocchio's in there.
And that's time. Okay. Bad. How many did you count there, Paul? Was it 7? Robin, nice one. You got 8.
Brilliant. I think that's not bad, you know.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty good. You know my highlight? When you reminded yourself of Lord Farquhar by saying fart. So there we go. Well done, Robin, and well done to you for playing along at home.
See if you can beat me. That is the hardest part. Well, there you have it. I am good at the Shrek characters. We've been Connor and Robin, and this has been Fun Kids Stream It, the go-to podcast for all your film and TV nonsense.
Yeah, and if you've loved the episode as much as we have loved making it for you, why not subscribe, follow, give us a 5-star rating, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to hear from you, and we love reading them all.
Oh, yes. And remember that we also want to hear from you so that we can put you in the pod itself. And that is for the Kids Review. So get on over to funkidslive.com/stream it. Click that big red button and record yourself talking about your favourite film or series.
See ya.
Bye.